Big shocks overnight in the Tour of Italy in cycling with teams pulling out. It is affecting Aussies as well. Let's catch up with Noel Sens for all the cycling news. Noel from, of course, Sens Jewellers. Noel and Paul down there in Hargraves Mail. Noel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Good. Better than a couple of the teams, including the Australian team and including Australian riders, mixed up in the Tour of Italy with a big coronavirus breakout.
Yeah, it's on its... just completely turned around over there, Robbo. It's been a really interesting bike race up until now. Our two Bendigo riders, Jack Haig, he'll be going back to his home in Girona to have a rest because his team's been pulled out because they had young Adam Yates positive for coronavirus and six staff members, so it really took hold of their team. So bad luck there for Jack. And then Chris Hamilton's team, Michael Matthews, the Australian rider, he's very sick, they reckon, with coronavirus. He's actually come down really badly with it.
Right.
And Chris's team's still in it, but I'm not sure how long for. And then the Jumbo-Visma team, or Jumbo-Visma, as some people would call it, they pulled out, and they were one of the favourites for the Tour, of course, after doing so well on the Tour de France. And one of the big GC riders, Stephen Kreis' wife, the Dutchman, he got positive for coronavirus. So, yeah, the big thing over there, Robbo, like, they're trying to run this bike race, but in the Tour de France, they had a real quarantine bubble, and it was really strict. And from what I'm led to believe, the Tour of Italy, they're staying in race hotels, but with civilians too. There's normal people in the hotel too.
Right.
It's not sort of off limits just to athletes like the football and the Tour de France did. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. You would think with 2 weeks scheduled to run, it'd have to be a question mark over whether or not it's going to get through, I reckon.
Be interesting, I'm not sure. And the guys winning it, I don't really know who they are, who are leading it. And so possibly if they happen to call it off, they'll just declare a winner. I suppose the guy who's leading at the time, it might be someone we've never heard of, which would be good for the sport, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, yep.
Yeah, one good thing about it last night, Peter Sagan, he had a win, and he hadn't won for over a year now. Tremendously popular rider. And we talked about him in the Tour de France, how he battled for the green jersey and got defeated. And he had a win, which is good for his confidence. He's a damn good, really, really good rider, that one.
Yeah. Well, maybe some riders of the future could have been spotted just recently because the local juniors have been racing.
Yeah, it's good to see the kids having a ride and they're doing all the appropriate precautions out of the Huntley Livestock Exchange, the sale yards, and it's off the road. There's no traffic and the juniors had a good day the other day. They had quite a few racing out there last weekend, so it's good to see the kids having a go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm under the impression, Robbo, regarding the juniors, at the end of this month or next month, if track does start up at Tom Flood, I'm thinking we're going to be having juniors only at this stage. So I'd say that's what will happen.
Right.
There'll be no seniors. That's going to be certainly a different season if it does happen. And I'm thinking it is going to happen.
Yep. Okay. And listen, just before you leave us too quickly, the new licensing strategy in cycling in Australia.
Yeah, it's not only licensing, Robbo. It's the whole admin scenario. Cycling Australia has run the whole cycling in Australia for a long time. You know, they control the funding from the government for the Olympics, and they're the parent body of Cycling Victoria and Cycling Tasmania. Every state has its own representative and an office with a lot of people there and stuff like that. And all the funding for the different states gets allocated. And they get a lot of money off the government, you know. Like, I'm not sure, let's go say $30 million or something per annum. And in the past, there's been some problems levelled by normal cyclists, you know, mainstream cyclists like myself and others about how much the people at the top get paid.
Hmm.
And we've had people from the awesome Foursome, one of the rowers there from the Olympics. He ran Cycling Australia for like $2 million. And we've had Steve Brax go from being Premier of Victoria to go and be the CEO of Cycling Australia for a very high fee. And then they're probably nearly bankrupt a couple of years ago, and Jerry Ryan, the Jayco owner, he had to go and run it for free for like a year to get it back on an even keel so it could operate. But it's been borrowing money for a long time, Cycling Australia, off all the different organisations. I can't say it hasn't been run correctly, but it could be run better.
Yeah, okay.
So now there's been an organisation that's taken over called Oz Cycling.
Yep.
And then, like, just say, Robbo, you want to race in Bendigo. If you want to race at Bendigo Cycling Club, you've got to have a licence. Let's just say it's $240.
Yep.
If you want to race at the Veteran Club out of Woodstock, which is for people over 30, you've got to have another licence for another couple of hundred dollars. If you want to ride BMX out of Eagle Hawk, you might have another license for 150. And the list goes on. Like, there's five cycling clubs in Bendigo. Now, Oz Cycling will let you have one license, and everyone, you'll be able to ride in about five different disciplines of cycling. So, in my opinion, it'll get people back on bike.
Yeah, sounds good.
My humble opinion is, if you want to race a bike, and you think, so I'd like to do that and that and that, and you think, I don't want three licenses, you don't do it. And a lot of people don't want to buy a license. Whereas if you can buy one master license, which does everything, it's Robbo, it's a lot. It's nearly a marriage license tucked in there too, Robbo. It's got to be a good deal.
No, forget the marriage license. Hey, Noel, we've got to leave it there, mate, but that does sound a good deal. Thank you very much. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You too, Mark. Thank you.
All the best, Noel Sens. From Sens Jewellers, Paul and Noel down in the Hargraves Mall, looking at cycling on the wake-up call.